Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Time to talk NRL, and joining us online, it's Mark Geyer. MG, how are you?
Oh, Gilly, fantastic, buddy. The sun's shining, and finals footy was added again on the weekend. Two very contrasting games, though.
Yeah, there certainly was. Let's talk about the Sea Eagles, Roosters. Well, the Roosters couldn't do what Storm could do, and they couldn't quiet Tom Trbojevic, and he ran amok with it.
Indeed he did. It was the Tom Turbo show, and I got the feeling that, I think a lot of people got the feeling that he was going to bounce back after the quiet performance from the week before. Look, it was just it was clinical. It was 18-0 after 17 minutes, and basically that was all she wrote. I thought the Roosters kind of didn't help their cause by a lot of handling errors.
So many errors. It was so hard to watch.
And that's very hard to do, and that's very hard to come back from in finals footy when you're playing against a team as well who were embarrassed the week before by the Melbourne Storm. So they're always going to be out to atone. But look, I suppose we look back on the Roosters season as one of gallantry. They were fantastic given the circumstances that faced them week in, week out, suspensions. We've spoken about a lot this year, suspensions and retirements and injuries. But they were fantastic. Look, it was just a bridge too far, I think, in the end.
Yeah, they got further than a lot of people thought they would, including myself, so it was great to see. And there'll be a better club for it coming into next year, I reckon.
Well, there's 9 kids they blooded this year. You know, 7 of them guys who played on Friday night, they were playing for North Sydney at the start of the season. So it's fantastic for the depth when you bring back the likes of Collins and Keary and Cohen, Joey Manu, and the future's looking really bright. I think you can already put him in for a top 4 spot next year.
Yeah, okay, good news. Josh Morris, he's hung up his boots. Not the best way to go out, but he had a stellar career.
Yeah, what a servant to the game. He's been unbelievable, him and his twin brother, Brett. And we saw them scenes this year when Brett done his ACL, and one of the more memorable moments of 2021 for mine was them embracing in the dressing room after it, realising that their time together as rugby league players had finished. So it was quite sad. But, he's had a magnificent year career. Unfortunately, never won a grand final. Played for the Blues in Australia multiple times, but that championship ring eluded him. But I think now he's going to the breweries, Cattleman's Brewery or something, him and a few mates. So everybody's into the beer these days, buddy. It must be very popular in lockdown.
It must be indeed. All right, the other game was a nail-biter. I saw your post on social media afterwards. You enjoyed it, albeit a little tense.
Oh, the game of the year. You know, the best 8-6 game I've ever seen in my life. Mm. It's look at 8-6 at half time. I thought, okay, in the second half, this is going to open up. Someone's going to get run away with this. But the defense of both teams was awesome. Look, there's a post match. There's a lot of this could have happened or that could have happened. But the cold hard facts are they both defended their asses off, both teams, and they. In fact, that could have been their grand final. It was such a game. It's going to take so much out of the Panthers.
Yeah.
Obviously, Melbourne will start raging hot favourites against them this Saturday night, and rightly so, because Penrith have got to produce something very special to beat them.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And Kickow's under a cloud. Mitch Kenny. I'm hearing that To'o is going to be back.
Brian To'o will be back. Yeah, he at a pinch probably could have played, but he came back early from that ankle injury in the first place. He was supposed to be out for 6 weeks, and he came back after 4. So he had that when he first came back against the Tigers. Then it was niggling again. So he'll be back. But I'll tell you what, the guy who took his spot, Brent Naden, didn't do himself any harm either. He was fantastic. Probably our best player, Penrith's best player. Him and Stephen Crichton, the wingers on the weekend. So look, their forwards have got up the ante. If they got any chance of beating Melbourne Storm, who have had 2 weeks rest. In the last two, rest, play. They're going to come out like, fresh as daisies.
One thing that I did read about the stats from the game was that the Panthers only conceded 2 penalties over 80 minutes against Parramatta.
Yeah, and that's been the kind of the status quo for them all year. They're against the Rabbitohs on a couple of occasions, they've only got 2 penalties in. I think it's been one of their strengths, to be honest. It's one of them things that... they're very disciplined. But they've got to push the barrow a bit against Melbourne. Melbourne are going to push their barrow. They've got to push it back, and you know, if that means giving away a couple of penalties because of a little bit of intent, well, so be it.
Mm, yeah, absolutely. And just another stat that I found, that the Storm have been in 53 NRL finals appearances and only lost 19. So, as you say, a big mountain for the Panthers to climb.
Well, they are the mountain men, so
that's well said.
Start climbing, boys.
Yeah, absolutely. 7:50 p.m. Friday, you'll see the Rabbits taking the Seagulls. And I think this is very chivalrous of the NRL. They've brought back the start time for the Saturday Storm Panthers game to 4 p.m. to allow for the there's another grand final happening, I believe.
Yeah, you know, it was a common sense. You can't go up against another code in AFL, their grand final. Like, I think it's one game of the year I watch as a non-AFL man. Yeah, and so the Penrith and Melbourne game will be 4 p.m. on a Saturday, followed by the AFL Grand Final. But on the Friday night, as you mentioned, Manly will be taking on the South Sydney Rabbitohs, who have had another week's rest. So this two enthralling games, and you know, we're knocking out the 7th and 8th went first week, 5 and 6 went this week. So two more teams will be, their seasons will be ending this weekend, and then the big one the week later, the grand final. Can you believe it already?
Yeah, there'll be heartbreak for a lot of people this week when their sides either lose or in fact, if it's the AFL that you're supporting, when you get kicked out of the AFL final, grand final, that's not a good one to lose. It's Melbourne and Western Bulldogs, I believe.
It is Melbourne Western Bulldogs. Yes, it is. And yeah. I think Melbourne haven't been in one since Melbourne haven't won a comp since 1964. They haven't been in a grand final since 2000. And the last team to win outside of the top four were the Western Bulldogs back in 16. So, $1.95 each of these two teams. So, be a good game to watch.
Absolutely right. And you'll catch it all right here on Triple M from Saturday. MG's with me. Thanks as always, mate. Take care. Talk soon.
See you, Gilly. Bye, buddy.